The question was asked, when Mashiach comes, will we all be davening Nusach Sfarad or Ashkenaz or Yemenites? What will we be doing? So the Magen Avraham, in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Arizal. And the Magen Avraham claims that already in the days of the tribes, there were 12 different Nuschot for prayer. And the Nuschaot, says the Magen Avraham, stem from the fact that every tribe has different strengths, weaknesses, and certain classical personality types. We find that the tribe of Shimon was very into, they had a very strong temper. We find the tribe of Dan were litigant. We find different tribes had different natures. The tribe of Zvulun were into commerce. The tribe of Issachar were into Torah. Different tribes had different strengths and weaknesses and different personality types. Their flag represented that. Their stone in the Choshen and the breastplate represented that. Their territory represented that. And their leaders represented that. And so when people are different, then their tefillah is going to be nuanced and different. At the basis, we're all humans, we're all Jews, we all have the same needs. But there's still going to be differences which are reflected in the Nusach of the Tefillah, says the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham then quotes that there are 12 gates in heaven. And every tribe, their prayer goes through a different gate. And that's why they have a different Nusach that fits, that matches their gate. But then there's a 13th gate. And that's what's called the encompassing gate. And so, says the Magen Avraham, there is another Nusach, which is the Nusach that encompasses everything, that every tribe can pray that Nusach. So, what will happen when Mashiach comes? The rest is up to your imagination. But at least we see that the Nuschaot have a basis going back to the time when we had a king, when we had everything. It still goes back to the tribes.